Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, A Wonderful Approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and it's early. It's actually not that early comparing that the sun's been up for about an hour here in South Georgia. So when I started off the task, I said, okay, 7:30 will be enough time for everybody to get some food in them, and then we'll sit down and make prayer. And this time change has been kind of drastic, in my opinion. It's changed a lot, but that's okay. That's okay. It's given me the opportunity to have some quiet time, more quiet time in the morning. It's given me the opportunity to, you know, not just make prayer, but reflect in it, make notes in it, and everything else like that. So I try to use everything for my good. I try to see a silver lining in everything and, you know, benefit from it. So, yeah, it's 7:30 on a Saturday. And hopefully everyone's gotten their prayers in, gotten their food in. Even if you're going back to sleep, full well, going back to sleep, it's wonderful to start your day like this. Start your free time. You know, a lot of times people are free Saturday and Sunday. You know, start your free time like this. Sometimes we don't think that God fits into the weekend. You know, we want to get into our thing. We want to move in our rhythm. And that's fine. You can do that. But, and this is why I say, take care of God first. You know, do your God work early, and therefore you don't have to worry about, you know, the afternoons. If you want to stay and be lazy, read books, you know, watch YouTube videos, whatever you want to do, you can do after you've made your prayer. That 5 minutes that you can dedicate to God goes such a long way, okay? It's worth the investment. I was up late. Ancestors had me up late baking a peach cobbler from scratch. And I was like, really, ancestors? I mean, I was peeling peaches. I was like, can't get canned peaches, ancestors up. But it was such a fun process. And it looked absolutely, it looked just like the picture. It was beautiful. I was like, okay, there you go. So if we have cobbler at the next retreat, you know, ancestors set that up. They really did. It was a lot of fun and got to, you know, get in there and be domestic. But was up late doing all kinds of work. Get that work done. I don't know why that's such the stressor for today. It could, and I think it's ancestral because, you know, back in the day, you wake up at the crack of dawn Saturday morning and clean the house from top to bottom, and everything smelling like pine salt and bleach, and it's like, oh, my goodness. So this morning, that same energy is, like, rising, and I'm like, ugh. Wasn't I up all night baking? didn't I get that done? Didn't I do that right at midnight? And they're like, yeah, okay, now we need some pine salt and bleach. And I'm like, oh, great. But one thing I want to say about this devotion that I've heard across the board is that people's intuition and their understanding of spirit is heightened right now. And I'm like, yeah, we're in the middle of a spiritual quest. We're in the middle of devotions, you know. We are elevating ourselves and saying, hey, we're tuning ourselves into the God frequency that already exists. And so when we do that, we get more information. I mean, these last couple of readings have been off the chain, you know. And so between the spiritual work that we're doing, the extra prayers, the journaling, maintaining our shrines, learning ancestral information, names, you know, bettering ourselves and reconciling things within ourselves, we are truly elevating ourselves. And I've heard so many stories about, I was here and now I can see I'm there. And now I can see I'm at another place, you know. I can see the next landing ahead of me, and I'm not scared of it. I'm ready to go jump on it and everything like that. So I just want to let people know, as you see your growth, keep going. This is what you're supposed to be doing. This is what we've been praying for. You know, this is the muscle that we've been trying to strengthen. And sometimes you got to work on a muscle before you can actually, like, see it in the mirror. But then you'll lift up something like, whoa, this, I thought this was heavy. It's not that it's the weight of it hasn't changed. Your strength has changed. Your ability to manage things have changed. You'll find yourself telling yourself precision of language. You know what I'm saying? You don't need somebody around you to say, precision of language. You will start to say, where's my swear jar, okay? You know, and so, we're becoming more and more aware of ourselves and getting better at strengthening and correcting ourselves. So, you know, I just want to continue to encourage people. And, I mean, a lot of spiritual experiences are going on right now. And so I really, really am happy for people, because it's one thing for me to share my experiences. But when it becomes personal, when you start to have your own experience, it is amazing. It's amazing. So you really begin to understand so much about yourself and the universe and why this had to happen and why that is happening and how not to do that other thing again. Put it down, you know. So just let us be encouraged on this journey that we can clearly see we are actually thriving in. You know what I'm saying? Let's get credit for the work that we're doing. Let's get credit for the fun that we're having as we're doing the work, you know. And so 2020, I'm telling you, it has been hairy, to say the least. It's really had its ups and downs, but it's also shown a couple of people what they're made of. And in doing that, it allows them to be strengthened in their strengths. And having your fast buddy, hopefully you're reaching out to your fast buddy. You know, our fast buddies are blessings. You know, but having that fast buddy that can help help guide you, keep you on track, encourage you, even if you just sit there and moan with each other. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she said this. Oh, she said that. I don't care what you do. But having that place to kind of lean on a little bit when it gets tiring, or when it becomes, you know, my word is inconvenient, you know, when it starts to, you know, kind of wear on you, this is when we have our fast buddies. And our fast buddies help us out, you know, may get us through a rough hour or two, or somebody at work is just irritating you. So, use the fast buddies. And also, you know, I'm always here. You can call me too. Today's concept, thought, understanding, is dealing with those heavenly, divine beings. I know in the book I wrote about an experience I had with the angel Uriel, which was mind-blowing. And it had to be about 3 or 4 years ago. And because I've been spiritual all my life, and we all are, you know, we're all spiritual. You know, we've all had these understandings, just some of us activated earlier than others. But that experience with Uriel, I had never had before. And so, you know, by the time you reach a certain age or a certain point in your spirituality, you're like, okay, I understand this, I understand that. But so to have new experiences for me is always a very interesting, because I've been around the block a time or two. And to have an angel come into your earthly presence is a lot, you know. Not you and your spirit going into the angel's realm of understanding, because that happens. Enoch has already documented well how that is. And there are lots and lots of stories of people's spirits going to the spirit realm and experiencing that and then coming back. But to actually have an angel come into this realm where your eyes can see it, where there are evidence of, you know, light, wind inside of a house, all types of other evidences that there is something supernatural happening on this plane of existence, and to have it, you know, be focaled into one particular being, and having that being come to interact with you, it is a lot. It was very humbling, and it gave me a different approach / more motivation in getting out and working with people and really having people understand just how much energy, love, dedication God has allocated for us humans. You know, God has given, we got a big budget with God. You know, God really sets us up to be able to do any and everything that, you know, he allows us to do. And there are so many things. You know, we humans have a lot of range. And so the more we know about that, the more I know confidence that we'll have when it comes to completing some of the tasks that we have down here on this plane of understanding. So today, on our Saturday, hopefully, you know, you'll use today if you've gotten behind in your journaling or, you know, you just didn't make it all the way. Hopefully you'll spend today catching up when you're writing, focusing on those points that you need to focus on, and you'll find some time to think about the heavenly, positive heavenly bodies that watch over us, okay? We're ancestors. We had a big experience in Orisha this past March, you know, that is a big, that's a wonderful example of these high-level divine beings coming into our life, coming into our existence. Spend the time today kind of reviewing who these beings are for you, you know, what you've seen, what you, you know, witnessed, you know, even if it's what you would like to see, you know, because they are a lot closer than we would imagine, you know, and very, very dedicated in their job of watching over us and helping us to maintain our positivity, you know. So with all of this support, you know, sometimes I wonder, you know, what in the world, what are we doing, you know what I'm saying? Why are we so the way that we are? You know, why are we so childish in our understandings and still getting into trouble and things like that? And I think the only reason why we still have our little uh-ohs and slip-ups and things like that is because we're still young. Just like I look at my children and I see their slip-ups and uh-ohs, and I'm like, you'll outgrow that. Prayerfully, you'll outgrow that, you know. And I hope that when God looks at us and sees our little mess-ups and be like, hopefully in the next couple thousand years, you guys will evolve out of that. You know, I can only imagine. But today, spend some time thanking your higher beings. Spend some time, you know, really beginning to appreciate the dedication, the love, the protection that they have over us, and begin to look at ways that we can mature ourselves, mature our thinking, our actions. So when we can then say, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I acted as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things, you know. That is the goal of all of this, you know, is to truly get to the point of being able to say, I understand how much of this world I can control, and I've done my job in controlling my part. So much that we can't control, but there's a whole lot more that we can control. So, you know, let us do our job and our responsibility, and let's be respectful to these higher beings that take the time and energy to watch over us, okay? Because sometimes they watch over us for our protection. Sometimes they're around us to teach us lessons. And sometimes they're there to, you know, discipline us when we get off task too far. And that's when the booty pops come in and stuff like that. So we want to make sure not just so that we're mature, you know, and that we're growing, that we do the right thing. We also want to make sure that we're not in the range of the booty pop. We don't want to get disciplined because we were stubborn. That's all. That's why we do it. Stubborn, maybe a little arrogant, maybe a little ignorant or naive, whatever, whatever. But we don't want to remain in those places. So let's work on evolving and allowing these heavenly bodies to help us in our evolution, you know, teach us things. You know, the lesson that Yurel taught me, and I'm not keeping everybody all morning, so let me just say that. But I remember when Yurel came into my life, and his point, you know, I was there, he was practicing attacking and fighting, and I was like, you know, aren't you an angel? Why are you practicing? Why do you have to practice? You know, I thought good always wins. You know, I thought you always won the fight. And I remember very masculine energy, you know, for an angel. And he said, I win because I practice. And I was like, oh, you know. Sometimes we think because we're good people and because we've done a good thing or two that we have the automatic win, like things should automatically be bowing to us. You know, I was nice on Tuesday, so the rest of my week should be easy. And that's just not true. You know, the universe is fickle, you know. And because we're good at one time in one place doesn't mean that we get a pass across the board. We have a responsibility to be good and be obedient all the time, you know. And so it was a bit of an eye-opener for me to stay sharp and stay diligent in my work, not to get too comfortable in my work, in my passion, in my ministry, in my delivery, you know, always to remain vigilant, always to work on educating myself, building myself, and building those around me. And so it has been a mission to continue my studies. And I think I study now just like I studied 15, 16 years ago, you know, the passion and the energy of the intensity of the study for me has not changed. If anything, it's increased because I know that the practice is necessary in order to outwit, in order to stay ahead of this negative curve, this negativity curve, this worldly influence and everything else like that. So, you know, I try to keep good people around me and then keep my studies high, okay? So that was that lesson. It was a wonderful lesson. I appreciated the time. I was so humbled at the idea that such a divine being would take the time to even speak with me, you know, or even to allow me to sit in the presence of. And so it was everything for me. It was everything for me. And it taught me a lot. And it humbled me greatly. So, let's spend some time thinking about those heavenly bodies that inspire us, protect us, love on us, chastise us when we need it. You know, let's spend some time thinking about them, being grateful for their energy, and taking their lessons and their heedings to heart, okay, so that we can maybe bypass a hard lesson or two, okay? All right, so the prayer, bless the Lord, all you, his angels, you who are mighty in strength and do his will. Intercede for me at the throne of God. By your unceasing watchfulness, protect me in every danger of body and soul. Have a wonderful day. Please enjoy this day. We've gotten up to close to 90s down here in South Georgia. So no matter what your temp is, try to get some vitamin D in your life. Get out there and enjoy the sun. Understand that we have 7 more days left. How wonderful that 7 is, okay? So enjoy the day. And we'll speak more very soon.